It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Beniga, Lac-Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac-Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And it's time to say good morning to Josh Beniga, Lac-Parle Veteran Service Officer. How you doing? Find all your Easter eggs and all that?
Sure. Yeah. Rupert, sun is shining. It's a good day.
Rupert, get a couple of Easter eggs or a chocolate bunny there or something yesterday? Extra scoop of dog food or something?
Maybe.
Good. How's Rupert doing?
He's doing good.
Yeah. He looks good. I see him every once in a while. I'm driving by. He's looking around out there on your steps. So.
You're getting old.
But good old boy.
Yeah.
Well, how was your Easter? Pretty good?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Got to spend time with both sides of my family and in-laws and my side. And got to see a bunch of kids and tease them. And
there you go. What more can you ask for?
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Well, let's salute a veteran here today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Staff Sergeant Lauren Dale Tracy. Lauren was born July 19th, 1929 in Pipestone, passed away January 6th, 2006 in Union, Iowa.
It's a good day to be born, by the way.
Is that your birthday also?
It's my birthday.
Oh.
July 19th, yes.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
He was a local pharmacist for 44 years in both Montevideo and Madison here. He entered active duty July 9th, 1951 in Los Angeles in the United States Air Force and was honorably discharged 4 years later, July 8th, 1955 at Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota. Served 10 months over in Korea. Earned the National Defense Service Medal, the UN Service Medal, the Korean Service Medal, and the Good Conduct Medal. So we thank you, Lauren, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Very good. As we say, every day is Veterans Day, especially in your office.
In my office, it is.
All right. And we'll talk more about your office here in a little bit.
A little bit.
We're going to talk about the VA Reach Vet Initiative. What's that all about?
Yeah, as a press release came out announcing a new program that may identify those veterans that may be at a higher risk of harming themselves than other veterans that may not be such at risk. Suicide prevention is one of the VA's highest priorities. Part of their commitment to put resources, services, and all technology available to reduce this epidemic, VA has launched an initiative program called Recovery, Engagement, and Coordination for Health Veterans Enhanced Treatment, or Reach Vet.
There you go.
Recent research has said that on average 20 veterans take their own lives each day, putting veterans at a even greater risk than the general public. And using a new predictive model, Reach Vet analyzes existing data from veterans' health records to identify those at a statistically elevated risk for suicide, hospitalization, illness, or other such adverse outcomes, which allows VA to provide some preemptive care and support for veterans, and in some cases before a veteran even has suicidal thoughts. Once a veteran is identified, their mental health or primary care provider reaches out to check on the veteran's well-being, review their conditions and treatment plans to determine if enhanced care is needed. And the program began as a pilot back in October, but it's now fully implemented across the VA. And VA's suicide prevention resources, there's multiple means. There's the Veterans Crisis Line, which provides confidential support from specially trained and experienced responders to veterans, even if they're not enrolled in VA care. This number is it's a public number. That number is 800-273-8255, and then press 1 for veterans, or 800-273-TALK and press 1. You can chat online at veteranscrisisline.net/chat, or you can text 838-255. You can also contact the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
I left that number out for you.
You did. 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
Or you can just look at your sleeve.
Yes, it's on
1-888-LINK-VET.
Yep, yeah. It's right there. And of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse. It's
lush and green.
Have
they mowed up there yet? Or
I don't know. Okay. I've seen some people mowing.
There are a lot of mowers already out this weekend, but fortunately, not my neighbors yet. So
that means you haven't either.
I haven't either. That's
right. You haven't set the example.
Who will strike first? Yeah.
8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. I do want to put in a plug as a thank you to all Legion posts that participated in the flag retirement ceremony held at the Dawson VFW last week.
How'd that go?
It went very well. Some people never participated or witnessed that before, and those that did were appreciative of being allowed the opportunity to see that. So.
Got a lot of flags in the flag drop box over there?
That was plumb full.
Wow.
It was, I'd say the, I had a very large garbage bag full of them, probably 3 foot in diameter.
Okay, nice to see people are treating them with respect rather than just chucking them out in the trash.
And utilizing the local resources to properly dispose of them.
Right. So it's a good plan.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you, Josh. We will see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Josh Benninga, Lac Barrel Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lac Barrel County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here for Vets Info on the Air.
The time now, 9:23.